Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
This is kind of a tough one, but there's lots and lots of condos being built in Edmonton right now. And investors are going out and buying condo units before the building is built. And what are they hoping to do? Flip them. So these clients of mine went and bought 10 units in a particular building. They signed the developer's contract. They didn't read in the developer's contract that it says you can't assign your interest in this unit or sell to anybody else without our permission. They didn't read the part that says the price is this, and the GST rebate is this, knocking the price down to this level, but you have to be an owner-occupier to get that GST rebate. So when the developer's lawyer is preparing 10 transfers of land, and they're all going to one person, what does he think about whether this person is an owner-occupier? Pretty sure he's a flipper. So naturally, the GST is added on, and the price has gone up from what our guy plans. Comes to me and he says, "Yeah, I know there are 10 units, but I got two buyers. They're ready to buy." I said to him, "So what have you done about that?" He said, "I've got this real estate purchase contract signed. The standard MLS form. The one that says right underneath the price, GST is included in the price." Bad, bad, bad. I talked to the buyer's lawyers and I say, "Well, we want the GST rebate and we'll send you the forms, which equaled $3,500 in each of the two cases." And those buyer's lawyers are going, "What are you talking about? It says it's included. If there's any GST rebate, we're taking it." So, if you're looking to buy condo units and flip them, there's a lot more work you have to do than just buy from the developer and hope to sell and use your basic contract forms and it'll all work out. You got to go see your lawyer about this one and talk about your plan. You really, really do. All these deals are supposed to be closing this week. They don't have mortgage financing lined up so that they can close them because they don't have people to flip them to. And I've asked the developer for extensions. He's going, "Why should we?" These folks have $7,125 down as deposit on 8 units that they're not going to be able to close on. So, be careful.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.